another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is March the 12th, 2021. Well, yesterday I made a visit with one who had lost a son. We discussed the death of a child, and no matter the age of the child, whether it's a baby or whether it's an adult, losing a child always hurts. And so as I was on my way to make the visit, I was praying and asking the Lord to give me words to comfort the one who was hurting. And the Lord impressed upon me how that faith matters. Since during the times of the trials of life, that what we believe makes a difference. The validity of our faith is proven during trials. We say that we have faith in God, but will that faith make a difference in how we face difficulty? And so we find out that our faith is beneficial during these times. We who are followers of Jesus have His promises to guide us. Those who are in the world, they don't have those promises. So we can trust in the promises of God. Like, we can remember the promise of God that that Paul has given to us, that we can grieve and we can sorrow, but when we sorrow, we don't sorrow as those that have hope or that have no hope. We sorrow, but we grieve, but with hope. You see, when the time of grieving arrives, the faith that we have matters. We believe in the promise of God that our loved one lives in glory. We believe that one day we will see them again. Therefore, we have sorrow, but not hopeless sorrow. We sorrow with anticipation of meeting our loved ones again. But those who don't have faith, they don't have this confidence. They grieve, but they don't have faith. Some try to express that they will see their loved one again, but they have nothing to base their expression on. Then there's others who have no hope at all. For them, death is the end. And often the grieving process is different. The type of hope, the type of faith that one has is very evident during times of trials. And so when I was discussing with this one who had lost the son yesterday, I was trying to encourage him that, look, all of these years of faith, when you've trusted the Lord and you've believed in Him and you've worshiped Him, you know, that matters at this time because you have a faith that matters. You have a faith that's real. You have a faith that impacts your life. And so it's when you realize during these times that your faith is beneficial. All of that following Jesus, it makes a difference. And we need to be thankful that in times of trial, we have faith to guide us and to strengthen us and to encourage us. And so faith matters. This morning I was considering the devotion, and this is truly a morning devotion. I'm doing it in the morning, but I thought of Luke 7:50. Jesus told the woman that her faith had saved her. The faith which she possessed mattered. Because she had faith, she was able to go in peace. In Mark 9:29, we find that Jesus heals two blind men. He tells them in Mark 9:29, "Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you." The faith of these two men mattered. Jesus healed them according to their faith. So today your faith matters. What you believe about God matters. How and when you trust in Him completely matters. It gives you hope. It gives you life. It changes your circumstances. And so what we want to understand today is when we're walking with Christ, we're putting our faith in Him daily, when we're believing in who He is, when we're trusting in His power, when we're believing in eternal life, and we could go on and on and on, but that faith that we have, it matters in our life. it separates between those who are Christians and those who are not. Faith matters. And so today I want to encourage you to have faith. I want to encourage you that your decision to be a Christian and your decision to follow after Christ, it matters in your life. And so I want to ask the question, what type of faith will guide you today? I want you to understand that your faith matters. Your walk with Christ matters. So I want to encourage you to walk faithfully with Him today. Let's pray. Lord, today we thank You for the gift of faith. I pray, Lord, that today the faith of Your people would be strengthened. I pray that our trust in You would grow. Help us to believe Your promises. I pray that our faith would impact our lives today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Until Monday, this is Brother Mark signing off.